Rated M for mature.
We want more. We want more. Like, we really like it. We want more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of season 4 of Wine, Weed, and Weave. I am your host, Ayana, aka the Marijuana Ayana. Welcome back. 3 episodes in, and I feel like the conversations have just been so good, and I really appreciate everyone's feedback and the guests who have taken the time to tell their stories on the show. It's been incredible. And like all the other episodes, this episode is equally as incredible, with another inspiring Black woman in cannabis. Of course, for those that are new here, the whole reason I created this show is to highlight and share the work, voices, and experiences of Black and Brown women in cannabis. Disclaimer, as always, everyone on the show is over the age of 21. We're allowed to consume cannabis. We're allowed to have legal cannabis businesses. I giggled a little bit there because the fact that I have to make the disclaimer is like so funny. But sometimes, you know, just to protect yourself, in media and podcasting and social media, as you guys know, there's lots of cannabis censorship, so you always got to add a little disclaimer for legal purposes only, just to cover your butt. But today's guest is a Long Beach native. She's a mom, cannabis entrepreneur, and founder and CEO of Elevate CBD. She created Elevate CBD a little bit after she already was in the legal cannabis space with like THC and decided to kind of pivot to the CBD. So now her brand Elevate is a premier CBD brand focused on holistic health, wellness, and sustainability. All of the products are plant-based, and she's super duper on a mission to bridge the gap between cannabis and the consumers by properly educating them on the healing properties of the plant and providing that plant-based, high-quality ingredients in her products, so everybody who has access to them can get the full benefits of the plant. So I'm so excited to welcome her. This conversation was also a little emotional. I know it's been with the emotional conversations, but we get into God. We get about, you know, get into how her faith is a big part of her brand and how, you know, God has led her to this plant and has led her to this mission of giving more people the information about this plant. So please join today's sesh with Muriel May Burrell.
First things first, my first question that I ask every guest, and I love it because everyone has a really fun story. What was your first experience like with cannabis or CBD, and how did that experience change your perception about the plant?
My first experience would be back when I was a teenager. I would say late teens, maybe 16, 17. I was going through a rough period at that time. Like, we were moving cross state or cross country. And I was in a new school and I was introduced to it at that time. And now looking back at things in hindsight, you don't truly understand the plant. You just know it causes me to feel this way. And so I'm going to continue consuming this plant. Mm-hmm. And so now that we've gained a little bit more knowledge and understanding, we now know why the cannabinoids work so well with our system. So moving forward from then, that's kind of what changed it for me, is still consuming the plant and then just understanding more the why.
Mm-hmm. What was your perception about cannabis prior to that, if you had one? I'm sure, like a lot of us, you know, you had maybe a couple DARE programs pop up in your school or some stoners at school who maybe made it look like it was a bad thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely DARE really, they did their job. They really programmed people to look at the plant in a different way. And in high school, as I told you earlier, off our recording, I grew up in Long Beach and I went at Long Beach Poly. So I was very, and I grew up in the project. So I'm very familiar with the nickel bags and the dime bags and the chronic and stress. And back then we didn't look at it as such a negative thing.
It was just because it was everywhere.
Right. It was everywhere. And you see the little baggies, you already know what it is. Get your stems and your seeds out and continue handling your business. So it wasn't something for us that we looked at so negatively. Like, our class people use the plant. We didn't use 10 or 15 or even 20 different prescription pills. We just knew, okay, at the end of the day or in the middle of the day, somebody's going to light up and that's it. It wasn't, as I said, handful of pills. So for
one who grew up in the hood, kind of knew the plug. It's kind of the local doctor.
Yeah, that's it. The pharmacy. You stand on the corner, or we can call you and you can come through, and that's it.
You'd be like, oh, your head hurts. I know the plug. And if you couldn't afford the doctor, you would go, okay, I'm going to go get a ginger ale and go get some weed.
That's it. And thank you, God.
I love that. I definitely grew up in the hood as well. So I'm like, no, I know. I know that it was just around. And it didn't seem like anything until outside sources made it seem like it was something bad. So when did you start Levitate CBD, your wonderful brand? And what were some of the early steps you took to set that up? Because lots of people are kind of thinking about starting CBD brands, or maybe starting one or in the process of starting one, and they don't actually know that it's a longer process than just like setting up a Shopify store.
Oh, well, the brand actually is called Elevate.
Elevate. There we go.
And it's spelled L-A-V-A.
That's why I said levitate. Because
you're like, no, I see it. Yeah, I understand. Well, I started that because initially when I got into the industry back in 2016, I was on the THC side. And so with that, your borders are California. But I have people and followers who were in Michigan and in New York and in various states who wanted to try the product. But because I'm on the THC side, I wasn't able to ship. That's when a shift came and said, okay, well, now to be able to take this global in a sense, you have to be federally regulated below the 0.3% THC. And for me, it was even better because a lot of our products were topicals. So if I can give you as much CBD, as much potency as I possibly can to help with your different ailments, and I can ship it to you all day long. But as you said, there are a lot of holdbacks. A lot of different companies won't take CBD money. They won't money. So you'll have money held up for 6 months, as I've had before, or you'll have a lot of people who have kickback because they don't really understand the industry yet.
So what were some of, like, once you were decided, like, I'm going to do the CBD brand, what were some of, like, the first things you put into place to get organized and get set up?
Well, I kind of honestly took a similar step to what I did with my THC company. But then with the CBD side, I went a little bit further to find like full organic sun-grown CBD growers or hemp growers and understanding different ingredients. And then of course came the name, and God gave me the name. And I was like, this is the dopest thing ever. So it's L-E-A-T, but you say it Elevate. Like, all right, God, we on.
Yeah. I was like, oh, the A. Okay. I see.
You're elevating CBD, you're elevating people, taking them to another level, especially when it comes to the medicine aspect of the plant. So when it came to the CBD side, as I said, I made sure that I sourced all what, like, my hemp that I use is 100% USDA organic. So I wanted to give the best of the best that you could possibly give. Then plus the ingredients in our products are once again certified organic. And understanding, you know, different ailments that people have or different reasons that they take different things. And so just kind of implementing it all into the company. And
I love that. As I was looking at your products and also listening to you, this is a great transition to my next question. Your products are very much like mindful of what's in them, what's their ingredients. I'm sure you see there's like, you know, hemp and CBD and gas stations, and those aren't very mindful of the ingredients. Why was it so important to you to create a high grade hemp product? And what was the process like of getting your hands on quality stuff?
It was very hard. And the thought behind it was, is it something that I would use? Or is it something that I can stand behind? I love to get all as much organic stuff as I possibly can. Like, even with my own body, I don't use regular lotions. I only use everything that we make because I know it's 100% organic. Every ingredient in it is made to help us better in a different way. So that for me is something that, okay, well, can you put your name behind it? Can you stand behind it? When you're sitting on panels and people are trying to critique different things, what sets you apart? And it's quality. able to give people a quality product that not only looks good or smells good, but actually works.
Can you explain to people who do not know, because there are some people I'm sure that listen still are, you know, using the dollar store CBD, using the gas station CBD, using the smoke shop CBD. Right. What is that compared to what you're offering?
Well, I would say that's
you kind of shade here. It's fine.
Okay, shady. Oh, there's many trees. So it's kind of like fast food in comparison to like a 4-star or 5-course meal, 5-star. Like you could even say 10-star. So are you looking for something that will just fill you for a few seconds and you know that's technically not really good for you? Or are you truly looking for healing? Mm-hmm. Are you looking to get rid of that arthritis in your hands? Or are you truly looking to get rid of the pain in your muscles? The stuff that you can get from the dollar store, the stuff that you can get at the gas station, more than likely is not going to do that. It may have in it, but it might have only 50 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. It might say 200 on the bottle, but that's not true.
You might say 200, but then we do test results. It's 25. It's made with so many pesticides. It has non-organic products in it. And so technically, when you put it on your skin, you might be hurting yourself instead of helping yourself. Mm-hmm. And so aware of the milligram dosage, actually reading the ingredients and seeing if it's something that I can pronounce, then I do want to put it on my skin or consume it. If it's not, then I probably don't want to put it on my body.
Good point. What are some of your favorite products of your own, or even just other Black-owned CBD brand products that you really rock with?
I will say for me, one of my favorites is our Rose Gold Body Balm. It's made with about 15 different organic oils and butters.
Ooh, that sounds like it smells good and looks good. Nice.
Good. Like when I wear it, people be like, "You smell so good. What are you wearing?" I'm like, it's body balm.
Body oil.
That's all it is. There's no perfume. It's just naturally how it is. And it contains 1500 milligrams worth of CBD. It's full spectrum, so you will get other cannabinoids in it. It's not just CBD. And then it also has 24 karat pure gold. So it gives your skin this beautiful glow in addition to helping you relieve the pain or to helping you with aches in your neck or whatever the case may be. So it's like if you use like an icy hot, we'll say. Mm-hmm. Now, no, as soon as you walk in the room, oh, you in pain, huh? Like, oh, you rubbed some on your body this morning? Yes, but when you have these products, you don't smell like that. And it's 100% natural, something God gave, organic. Mm-hmm. Second thing I would say is our CBD gummies. So I am vegan, and as I said, most of the time organic. And so we made a gummy that's full spec, same thing, federally legal. Each one contains 25 milligrams of CBD. And as I said, they're vegan, organic, and they contain multivitamins. So they contain your daily amount of vitamin C and your daily amount of zinc. So instead of you needing to consume, you know, cannabis in a different way and a tincture, it's very easy. You chew one, continue on with your day. It tastes pretty good. Now you boost your immune system a little bit. Cannabinoids in your body and your balance and the pain is removed from the inside out. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah, the gummies are probably real popular right now too, because we always want that immune support. And
yeah,
everyone is trying to get as much CBD, not CBD, but get as much vitamin C in their system right now too. And you mentioned, of course, like it's a God-given plant, you know, and I remember growing up and going to church sometimes or going to Bible study and being very confused. Like I remember going to Bible study one time, right? Quick story. And they had like their prayer circle and we're sitting there praying and we have our hands all clasped and the person next to me is like, "And I would like to pray over my friend so-and-so for smoking weed. I know it's a sin and I hope you deliver him." And I'm high at this Bible study, by the way. So I open my one eye like, "Wait, what?" Hold on. Is this a thing? Like, I didn't even think about that until other people kind of had that conversation around me that weed was a sinful thing or something that was bad. As someone who's very open about your faith and incorporating your faith in your business, what is your opinion on cannabis and spirituality? Because the opinions are so mixed throughout the whole community, and I'm always just very curious what other people think.
Right. Well, I can go to the Bible on that one. In Genesis 1,
listen,
God says that we didn't say, man didn't say, God says, "I have given you every herb bearing seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the cannabis plant is an herb, so that means that he made it. So if he made it and it has healing properties for our body, how is it a bad thing? Now, the only thing that kind of goes into is how are you using this plant?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and even deeper, mind you, I understand that whole thing. I've had interviews with pastors before. As you said, I'm, you know, really heavy into that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to smoke. Like I used to sitting on my desk, like from morning to morning, it was just nonstop. Until one day God really had to deal with me. Like he had outside people come and talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. And then he started dealing with me on it. And understanding, like, daughter, I never intended for you to consume it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did so much research. All of the research that I've done, and believe me and God, we warred back and forth a little bit to see, like, God, like, Father, please show me if this is what it is that I am to do.
Mm-hmm.
All of the research shows that regardless of smoking, even if it is cannabis, it's still not good for your lungs. So if it's not good for me, then how is it that I can consume it? Now, if you're a lung cancer patient and you need to get the cannabinoids instantly right down to your lungs, then okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to go back and forth to see, okay, well, how is it that I can consume it? Because I love smoking. And then it was a whole little culture thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the industry and everywhere I go, everyone is smoking. But so you mean to say I can't smoke? So after a while, I finally gave it up. I know that it's his plant. I can sit with anybody and talk to them. It's his plant. He created it for a reason. Here are the reasons that he made it. But he didn't intend for us to light it on fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it was intended to be over-consumed. Like, I think that's where the debate starts, where people are like, yeah, I smoke a bunch of weed and I'm a good person and you can do that. But if you're someone like the guy who's in my Bible study that's like, weed is a sin, I think it's a little misconstrued, and you should be able to have the conversation or understand why the plant itself is not the devil's lettuce. I don't like that term. I don't know why we call it the devil's lettuce. The devil did not make it. Okay.
Not make it. He's not a creator. He didn't make the plant. Definitely God gave it to us. But like you said, it's an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Talk like that lacked the understanding. So when you then reveal to them, okay, no, this is it, then most of the time their eyes are open and they understand. Some people make juice with it, make smoothies with it, have body bone. Like you can do a lot of things with the plant. But the underlying to it is it's a medicinal, high medicinal value plant.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's 100% true. I'm not a Bible historian, but one of the things I remember from the Bible is the anointing oil. And apparently there's cannabis in it.
Mm.
That's the theory. I wasn't there, y'all. Don't crucify me. But there's cannabis in the anointing oil from what I've read in various books in the Bible. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, this is not an evil thing. Like it's been around forever. It's a thing that heals. It's a thing that causes calm. And once I saw that, I was like, oh, I've never seen weed as an evil sin. So I always am just very interested to hear other people's opinion. And I love that you put, like, there's a way to consume it in a way that's spiritually good for you. Like, do what's good for you. Have a conversation with God or whoever you believe in about if this is good for me.
Right. Have a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, y'all should be doing that every day, anyway, just saying.
Without ceasing. Uh-huh.
Yes. So what challenges have you had as a cannabis brand owner, as a CBD brand owner, that you didn't expect that you had to overcome? And what positive things that you didn't expect that you've been really excited about?
I would say I didn't expect all the sharks or the predatory places or all the money-hungry people in the industry. It's like I understand that our industry is one of the fastest growing, the numbers are insane now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, that's like bait for people who have ill intentions or who are looking to get rich quick or who see people who don't have the finances to get a building and to build a brand. So you want to come and pretend to be a friend. Quality, you're a foe looking to take over as much as you can and make as much as you can. So I didn't expect that. But I can tell you, like, God has deeply immersed me into that. Like, I've gone through a whole lot in that, but now I understand. Okay, well, now I understand. You all are greedy. You see the opportunity, especially when it comes to social equity. So I didn't expect that. But the bonus is now you're at the forefront of a newly budding, pun intended, industry. And you have the ability to help change regulations, and not only to affect your life and your children's lives, but those around you and those who you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
In the industry, especially as a Black woman, is extremely difficult. But at the same token, now we've kind of have this shift to where once the Black person was considered not even a human, now we're being elevated. Now the tail has become the head. Now it's support Black business. Now it's okay, we'll give you money to build a business, especially with city. So now we can use that to our advantage. Mm-hmm. So that's a bonus.
And what was a positive thing that you maybe didn't expect? You're like, oh wow, I'm really, like, someone who was on the show last week was saying, like, I can't believe I make money doing this, you know?
I would say the positive thing, and this for me blows my mind, is that I have a city, a big city out here, which is a city that we both live in,
mm-hmm.
giving me hundreds of thousands of dollars to build a cannabis business. I never would have thought that that would happen.
Look at God.
Come on, that's a whole right there. That's a whole two-step. It's different than, okay, I'm going out getting an investor. Oh, I have to see if the city will approve of me, or, you know, let me really check and tiptoe. But no, the city backs you so much that they're willing to put their money behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Different level. Never in our time have we ever seen that.
Never. The
targeted us as animals is now handing us hundreds of thousands to build a cannabis business that's still technically federally illegal. Come on, God, that's only you.
You're like, whoo. You could do a little shout right now.
You.
That's amazing. I'm sure you've also seen in California and the West Coast in general that social equity is rising. There's more Black women-owned dispensaries. Shout out to, like, Gorilla RX and 64 and Hope. Like, all these Black women are really solidifying their place in the industry. I'm assuming, including yourself, like, how does that feel to you? How does that make you feel as someone who's been in this for so long and has had the plant part of their life for so long?
Kind of like how you said it's an amazing feeling. It's a beautiful feeling, and you shouted mm-hmm. out, or I know, Kika, we've done business in LA, and so being a Black woman in the industry, it's like one degree of separation. We all mm-hmm. know,
we all know each other.
We all know each other's, hey girl, you over here? Oh, okay, I'll see you whenever I see you. But we're all here to basically help each other to push the same agenda forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like unifying us. So I'm definitely grateful for that.
I love that. What do you hope to teach or show women of color about the cannabis industry? Like, what do you want to teach them through your work and your brand?
I would say that is possible. Mm-hmm. Like, times we end up talking ourselves out of it. Like, I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough know-how, or I don't have enough time, or will I have kids, or will I marry it, or whatever the case may be. And so now you have different women who are in the forefront, who have checked off every doubt that you have, or you have kids. I have four kids.
Mm-hmm, she's a mommy, y'all.
I got four kids. Oh, well, you know, in the church, I'm in the church. Oh, well, you know, women in the industry, you got women in it. So whatever the doubt is, just overcome that. Because technically, mm-hmm. that is the enemy trying to keep you from what it is that you truly were supposed to do. And the only one that can keep you from it is you. If mm-hmm. you know, oh, I can't do it and it's impossible, then you'll never attain it. It'll never be yours. But it is doable, especially in this time. They're giving us money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What more carrot do you need? How much bigger of a carrot is it that you need to actually go after what it is that we can do, especially as moms? We're naturally nurturing, women naturally nurturing. Now you can use a plant and somebody be like, oh, I got this pain in my neck, or oh, I got this arthritis in my hair. Here goes some balm. We know how to put oils together and cream.
Mm-hmm. Doing that since the beginning of our existence as well.
Mix it with a little shea butter, put that on there. Help you. It's in our blood.
Mm-hmm. It's very natural for us. Every woman who's been on this show has said that. It is power that we can take back.
That's it.
Because since our ancestors have been around, we've been mixing plants and potions. That's the other reason I got into cannabis. I always grew up in a house where you got to burn, go outside and get the aloe. You got a stomach ache? Let's go get some tea tree and figure out why your stomach's aching. You got, like, I've always grown up that way because of my grandmother and my great-grandmother. So I think naturally we gravitate towards this industry because of that. Like, it feels very natural to us. But like you said, we can get in our heads. We can think, well, this white guy has this much money. I don't have this much money. I can't do this thing. You guys, I got no money. And I'm still doing this thing.
But I can assure, I didn't have, I'll keep it way 100. When I was knee deep in my THC business, I had no money, none. And yet I'm standing next to people who are multimillionaires and billionaires. So if you aren't like firmly rooted, you can get intimidated. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember who it is that you are and why is it that you're there. And can't nobody take your seat. No one can ever take your seat and no one can ever be you.
Oh, exactly. And if you're there, you're there for a reason. Like, you were placed in that room. You maybe you placed yourself in that room, but you were placed in that room as well for a reason.
Yeah.
You might have been the perfect person to talk to today. I cannot wait to talk to you after this. Because I really had a moment last week where I was like, I need to be on a game show. Like, I was just like, God, I need a miracle. I just need something. And you're talking about this, you know, little social equity thing. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the answer? Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe. Y'all, we're going to talk after this. I love that you mentioned that you're a mom, of course, mom of four. What do you teach your kids about cannabis? How do you talk to them about cannabis?
They understand the plant. I have them the plant. They've seen like what the actual nuggets look like. They've seen mommy's products. They love my products. They use like the body balms and the body oils. And my young one, like my older daughter said, you know, mom, you know, my grandma gave me some lip balm and I couldn't read the ingredients, so I threw it away and I laughed. And then my well, you just need to use mommy's roller and just use it on your lips because it's natural and you know you eat it anyway. And I started laughing. I said, yeah, that's true. Use the roller. So they understand the plant because they've seen me go through it literally so firsthand. And then the whole way I'm educating them on the plant, understanding it's something that God gave us. And now it's how is it that you're using it? So they use the balm whenever, like, they'll give it to other people. Their grandma uses it if she has headaches. They're advocates.
Oh, I love that. Your little sellers. They're probably your sales team. You got four. That's a sales team.
I'm going to give you a little story. So my 8-year-old one day, she saw one business card and she said, mommy, what's that? And I said, that's about, you know, mommy's business. And it tells them the website where they can go and buy stuff. She says, can I have a lot of those? And I said, hey, love us, you know, you can have them. And then, so the next day she goes, mom, I went to school and I start passing them out to all my friends and all the people. Started laughing. I said, all right, see what happens. Right, 2 days later, a teacher was like, can you not pass these? Could you not pass these? I laughed so hard. Like, I knew it was coming.
You were like, I didn't tell her to do that.
I did not
tell her to do that. She did that on her own.
That's it. She decided to advocate for the business. So go ahead.
That's why I'm like, you got a whole little sales team. They're going, oh, we can't use this lip balm. Use mom's lip balm. Throw this one in the trash, please and thank you. How funny. That's so cute. I feel like my future kids would do some stuff like that. Be like, I'm going to tell my friends about mommy's weed brand. What advice do you have for women or men of color getting into the industry or that want to start their own hemp brand but just don't know where to start? What should they do?
I would say research. So on what city you're in and depending on what side that you want to get into, you have to do your own research. You have to know what's going on in the industry. You have to know what the laws are, what you can legally do and not do. You can't go out and expect someone else to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people will hire consultants or lawyers, and so their consultants and lawyers know, but then you don't know. You have to know your business, because at the end of the day, they're going to come knocking on the door and it's not going to be your consultant or your lawyer that they're looking for. They're going to be looking for you. And you're going to have to be able to educate them or school them and even give them information that they didn't even know, so that you have all of your T's crossed and all of your I's dotted so that you can really play in this game. Then when you understand that they don't want us to play in the game, they're giving us the money to do it and opening the doors for it. You really got to play it by the book.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is that you do will lead to generational wealth, and it'll lead to generational chains being broken, because so many of our people are living way below the means that we're supposed to because of lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Get that. As the people say, knowledge is power. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Do lots of research. Like, I just saw a story today that New York, you know, they just became legal, but they're not like fully legal. They're cracking down on any sort of illegal cannabis activity. And you could be someone who thought you were doing something legally, you know, like you could be like, yeah, I have a website, I've been running this and this and this. But if you're not really set up the way you're supposed to be set up, you can be at risk for getting shut down.
100%. They come kick your door down.
Yeah, you could be like, I didn't do anything wrong, but if you didn't know the information, they don't care.
They don't.
They'll be like, oh, you're black, you got weed?
Bitch.
Get them out of here. Wild. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, I really enjoyed our conversation. We'll definitely talk again because I have some personal questions for you off the air. Not like you know, what's your sign and stuff like that. The whole process of you kind of building, but your journey is amazing. I had no idea that you were in the same city as I am, so I'm like, dang, I wish I could have just met you in person, but in due time. Now is the time I do for every guest to shine your light on all the things you're doing, you know, let us know about where we can find you, about your products and your brands, and any, you know, specials or any events or cool things coming up that you want to share.
Well, you can find the Elevate CBD products at lav8cbd.com. You can use coupon code BEREAL, that's BEREAL, and that'll take 10% off and give you free shipping.
Oh.
Also follow us on social media, that's at lav8cbd. It's pronounced Elevate CBD.
Elevate, okay, you guys, elevate.
Elevate. On opening up a shop out in Long Beach.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Well, thank you so much again for your time. I can't say thank you enough because I really was, you know, not in the best of spirits today. And just from our conversation, I'm feeling better. Like, I'm feeling like, okay, I can do the things that I want to do. Because, you know, you have those days sometimes, especially working in weed, where you're just like, I cannot do this. Like, you feel like you're going to tear your eyebrows off of your face. I was having one of those days today, and you know, I sat to record, and I think I'm just having a conversation with another black woman and being like, oh, okay, they did this, or like, they are doing something that I kind of want to do. You feel it in your spirit, you feel a little encouraged, and that's what I hope to do every episode. And you definitely did it for me, so hopefully other people listen to this and kind of feel the same energy you gave me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's glory to God. I'm glad.
Two Amen. Birds.
Oh, go ahead.
Amen. Will he do it? Well, thank you guys for listening for season 4. We are having such a good time. We're not done yet. Please stay tuned for another episode every Sunday instead of every other Sunday this season. It's every Sunday. You get a new episode every week. You can find me on @TheMarijuanaIona on Instagram. You can find all of the details about Elevate CBD in the description along with the coupon code. And I'll talk to you guys later. Stay high and stay healthy. Bye.